All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, literally, I think we're ready to rock.
Oh, okay.
Hi there. Welcome in, everybody. So sorry about that. Little technical difficulties. They happen. No big deal. I want to start the show with a PSA today. I want to help people. We were here at Draft Command Central or whatever the hell they're calling this. Doug and Scott did a beautiful job with this, but they're way nicer than I am. So I have to say this. The amount of stupid in this town is really quite mind-altering. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets his money. And what I proceeded to listen to and what you people put Doug and Scott through was criminal. The amount of raw stupidity. People calling in, that's a big house. Hope you can keep it clean. Amon-Ra St. Brown is at worst a top five receiver in the National Football League. Amon-Ra's gotten better, factually, every season of his career. Do you know what Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't do? Drama. He's the most Detroit athlete we have. He defines grit. Shows up, shuts up, puts up. And now it's time to pay him like Tyreek Hill. Except the difference is, this dude can keep his snake in the cage. This dude doesn't have problems off the field. This dude's not out doing 18 million podcasts saying 19 million stupid things.
Wait, he's not out challenging Deion Sanders in his prime?
My entire point of this is, you people need to stop doing this to Doug and Scott, and you need to grow the F up. You wanted a good football team, you got it. This is what being a Super Bowl team is. You get elite players, and you pay them as such. And a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown, you shouldn't like paying him. You should love it. He defines what we want in this town. He defines what you're allegedly about. And people are out here acting like a bunch of bitches. It's ridiculous. Oh, he seems a little small. He's brittle. A cutscene. Never misses a game. Right. Ever. Blocks. Shuts up. Never cries about targets. Loves his starting quarterback. Loves this town. And comes from a family where it is like a non-negotiable, man, they're you're going to do
psychopaths.
The work, yeah. Or his dad will kick his ass. So I really just – you people need to change the way you're thinking. Because you've waited a lifetime for the Lions to be good. You've waited two lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And now you are, and this dude, all he's done is come to town and emulate what we respect in this city and work. And he never cried about it. He's been woefully underpaid since the day he got here. And now you're paying him like an elite receiver. And the only thing I heard, and God bless Doug and Scott, because they're doing God's work. I'm not. People need your head checked. Too small, slot receiver. Man, they had a call in saying he could be replaced by a draft pick. Who you drafting, Christ? The guy might be the best receiver in the league. And he happens to like it here. He ain't trying to go to L.A. or Miami. He's not trying to do photo shoots. He's not trying to strong-arm you or get his way out of here. He's not demanding a different quarterback. Mm-hmm. All he does is go to work. You may as well have that Pistons work whistle from 20 years ago because the current bum-ass team ain't using it. You may as well play it for this kid. I'm thrilled they paid him. I've tried to tell you it was going to be 4 at $120 or 5 at $150. You didn't want to listen. But what's not going to happen now is I'm not going to be nice like Doug and Scott. They sat here and catered to your stupidity. I won't. If you don't love this deal, you're an idiot. period. There is no other side of it. Oh, geez, that's a lot of money. What are you, the ants from that commercial?
Right. Well, yeah, they're talking about, well, you know, what if he gets injured and blah, blah, blah. Like,
man, please, what if you walk out of your house and get hit by a bus?
The man just shows up all the time. Because when you Mike, you nailed it. When you make that much money, it almost comes with you need to be a diva too at wide receiver. You need to be a look at me type of guy. And he's not, because he just gets it done, and he gets it done quietly, and that's it.
Here's what you just signed today, Rico. Amongst wide receivers, since he walked in this football league, 8th in receiving yards, 5th in receptions, 7th in touchdowns, and number 1 in my heart. I have told you, he's my favorite player in this city, regardless of sport. I respect the work.
And here's what people also have to remember. You see the number, you run away, and you get scared. Except the cap keeps going up and up every year. So you know what that means? That means at some point, this contract's not going to be what you think it is. Even right now, it's not what you think it is, because didn't the salary cap go up like $40 million this year? So in essence, he's getting paid with the free money. He's getting paid with all that gambling money, with all that the TV and the streaming money. That's what's paying Amon-Ra. It's not really the Lions. So you shouldn't be upset. You shouldn't be bothered.
They're going to move him to left tackle, and they're going to assassinate Taylor Decker.
Because what happens?
And it ain't personal.
No, what happens in big boy football, you have to pick and choose your core. And some people are going to go. And they're going to go by to the wayside. And you know what? Some are going to be your favorite players. Some are going to be the guys that you have the jerseys of. That's what happens. You don't get to keep everybody. You only get to keep a select few. And then you got to start all over in the draft. The beauty of it is, as I told Scott and Gator, Scott and Doug in Crosstalk, you have a GM who has a knack for going out and getting young players. So you hold on to your core. You bring in the young players. That's how teams like the Steelers have been doing it for decades. There's a reason why they don't miss the playoffs, because they do that type of work where, okay, got to keep these guys. But these guys, we love them, but they're expendable. When their contracts come up, we're just going to say goodbye to them and send them on their way. Detroit, I know. You've fallen in love with players for decades, but now this is different. Now you're playing with the big boys. Now you got to pick and choose. So you say, Taylor Decker, probably going to be gone. You know, they got to decide. Aleem McNeil, maybe he's back, maybe he's not. Maybe this is where they say, maybe we draft his replacement this year. You can't just start saying, well, we got to keep all of our guys, because that does not happen.
But to your point, look, I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. You can take a text as well, but the conversation is appreciated. I just can't do what Doug and Scott did, which is primarily be nice to stupid. This is a play. There is no player on any team in this city, any sport, that exemplifies what we want out of our athletes, or exemplifies specific to where they play what we are about. It is unfathomable to me what I listen to. So if you really have a problem with this, I'll listen. But all I can tell you is this. You just signed a guy who outperformed Justin Jefferson last year, according to Pro Football Focus, who outperformed A.J. Brown, who outperformed everybody. And in your scheme, the amount of wide receivers that are willing and excellent, blocking, doing the dirty work, taking the double team, not bitching about targets, coming up huge in big spots, and all he does is work, man, I'm happy to pay guys like this. This is a rarity in sports. And while most athletes are complete degenerates and scumbags, this is not one. Like, this is a kid you want to invest in. This is a kid you want to have repping your town.
It is.
It's unbelievable to me. You know what it is, though? Lion fans? What was it? The Beverly Hillbillies. That's Lion fans. You're new money. You have no idea about what the hell you're doing. So load up your wagon with your piano and your little straw hats and whatever else you're wearing. Figure it out, man.
The cement pond.
Yeah, honestly.
All of a sudden, whenever we hear that chime in music, somebody's always at the front door.
Figure it out. You have lived a lifetime to get to this point you want to pay somebody $30 million based on the work they've done and because you're winning.
Right, but then here's – not me, but you'll also get to the point where, well, if he was so good, why'd they throw the ball to Reynolds on fourth down?
Because Amon-Ra was busy probably taking three defenders with him. And Josh Reynolds was wide open. And Josh Reynolds is dependable. And by the way, the slander about Josh Reynolds is wrong because without him, you wouldn't have been in that game. Because Jared Goff lobbied to get Josh Reynolds here. Because Josh Reynolds makes so many big catches. And the worst part is his entire story as a Lion will be distilled wrongfully into two plays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorry.
None.
You know me. I don't like many athletes. And I don't sit here telling. I'm just telling you. I don't know Amon-Ra from a hole in the ground. I'm just telling you what this dude is about, and I am thrilled that he wants to be here and you could pay him and invest in a stock that keeps getting better, that makes your team better. I tell you, Doug and Scott deserve combat pay today.
Well, and I also like the fact that looking at the deal, it's a win-win. Lions get to keep him. He makes his money. He's getting reportedly $77 million up front. Now, we haven't seen all the details, but, Mike, this looks like a front-loaded contract so that when the other contracts come up, because you know a ton of Detroiters are sitting there worried about, well, you got to pay Aiden, and what about LaPorta, and what about J-Mo, what about – by the time we get to
them – How do
you
put J-Mo in that category? If it came down to it right now and J-Mo were a free agent, you wouldn't sign him.
But you never know. I think
he has to do the work.
I think this is his breakout year. Stay away from the foolishness.
Hope you're right. Happy to pay him if it's the case.
If J-Mo, you do what you did in the NFC Championship game all year long, we're going to be having this conversation about him as well. But by the time all of those contracts come up, St. Brown's already gotten most of his money. And he probably knows, and his agent probably told him, you may be a cap casualty where the Lions may have to let you go in that final year. He's gotten his money. He's probably given you three more great years, not including this year, as a Lion. And now maybe that's when the Lions have to hit that reset button. But you're in the middle of a run. And the Lions are acting like a team that's in the middle of a Super Bowl run. You keep your core pieces. You pay them. You keep them together. You can't keep everybody. But this was one that you needed to get done because that number was only going to go higher and higher and higher. I mean, it's funny because they showed Brandon Ayuk on Instagram as he's dancing when he saw what St. Brown got because he's going to want to get paid.
And St. Brown's twice the receiver of Brandon Ayuk.
Right. Jefferson's going to want – like, all of these guys are going to want to get paid. So if you're the Lions, it was smart. Let's just pay him now because that number never – Mike, you've been following football for the longest. Tell me whenever a number starts to go down.
Never.
Never. So you're going to pay a number, and at some point you're going to be the highest paid – position player.
Yeah, I know we have to break, okay? We were a little late, and we're going to finish the damn segment. Everybody just calm down. 248-539-9797. I don't need the chirping about break times. Rico's in the middle of a point. Now you can tell people about Andrew Pavlik, damn it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I blame my general state of mind right now on Doug and Scott's callers. That's who I blame.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, David, all the people who are clutching their pearls about Amon-Ra may have just dropped dead, so why don't you give me the breaking news sounder, please? Oh, hold on there, Golden Girls. Somebody called B. Arthur. Lions All-Pro offensive tackle Penei Sewell has agreed to terms on a 4-year, $112 million extension. Woo. makes him the new highest paid offensive lineman in National Football League history. Oh, no. Somebody call Estelle Getty. He's getting $85 million guaranteed.
Oh.
Well, man, how are we going to find a way now to complain about this? So you got the best receiver in football, and you have the best tackle in football, and you just paid them both. Get used to it, or you better find a new hobby. Now, what else were you going to do there?
Well, how are you going to pay Jared Goff?
Watch. Watch out are going to pay him. The whole point, I think the only thing with Sewell that is really interesting is this deal does come early. And maybe it's to the point you just made, Rico. That number was only going to go up.
Yep.
4 at $112 million for an offensive lineman, and I know, God help me, my math is awful. What is that, 28 a year? Mm-hmm. Okay. You wait another year, and Sewell goes out and has another incredible year. By the time this next round of extensions come by, you could be paying him $32-33 million a year.
So let's just jump in here, pay him now.
And I'm telling you.
Give him his upfront guaranteed money.
This will be his last year at right tackle.
Yeah.
You can just pencil him in at left tackle opening day 2025. Because you ain't going to pay a right tackle that kind of money. And God love Taylor Decker, but we can't pay you. And yeah, we can't have $55-60 million tied up in tackles. Can't do it. So, yeah, I'd love your guys' thoughts on it.
Which actually may now change everything of what the Lions are going to do at 29. Because maybe you just go in there and looking for a right tackle in this year's draft.
Look at Rico stirring that pot. All right, David, I'd like to speak to you. Your thoughts on any of the contract stuff. And also some ticket texts. And we will get to the people. People want to rap about it. 248-539-9797.
This is a wonderful day if you're a Detroit Lions fan. Which is why I'm also with you two. I was very confused listening to what was going on in the show before us when they're so worried, not Carson Anderson, but the callers, fans, worried about, oh, well, you can't do this now. You can't do that now. And what about this? And he's too that. And come on, dude, this is football. Anything can happen at any moment. Jared Goff can go out there and get hurt, starting his car tomorrow. I don't know, something. Anything could happen, okay? Stop worrying about it. They're worried about their players, and they're locking them up right now. Clearly, you can see now with the Sewell deal, they are about their business. Just let Brad Holmes cook. You trust him, don't you?
Yeah, David, I think a lot of it is this is – Mike put it best. It's new money. You're not used to this. You don't know how to react to this because normally when you see Lions players making this amount of money, it's because you've left the Lions and you've gone to another team. And now it's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe we couldn't keep him. Guess what? You're keeping him. You're finding the money because the money is there. Because you were so far under the cap that you shouldn't be worried. That I'm actually expecting the Jared Goff. You know what? Things come in three. I'm expecting Goff by the time our show is over to say, yeah, and he just made his money as well. It's what good teams do. Congratulations, Detroit. You're a good team.
Here's the other thing. You don't ever want to have the reputation that, for instance, the Cincinnati Bengals have acquired of being a cheap organization. You don't want to get elite players and then have players chirping, yeah, I didn't get my money. They gave me a hard time about my money. No, legitimately, Penei Sewell's best tackle right or left in football. Paid a man his money and paid him a little bit early. Amon Ra, we're not going to quibble. Yeah, of course we'd love to have you at 24 or 25. We understand what you need, and we understand you need to be paid as the highest paid receiver in the league. It's just there's a good faith way to do business, and I'll tell you this. When you want to nickel and dime people and you want to bust balls, and I'm telling you, you're going to poison the well. You've waited a lifetime to have a place people want to come, a place people will take a little bit less to join what's going on here, and you want to have a place where players know that if I get drafted by Detroit and I do my damn job, I'm getting my money. That's it. Now, if you can't wrap your mind around that, then, like I said, Doug and Scott are way nicer. Talk to them. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts. I know it's going to be a shorter segment because of the technical difficulties, and then we're going all phone calls. Go ahead.
Ticket text coming in saying, Lions fans aren't used to a GM doing a good job as a GM. This is what you do. You sign good players. Another person says, Sewell and Saint are bona fide cornerstones and are now paid accordingly. Nice first draft, Brad. Thank you for being Brad.
Amen.
Another person says, couldn't the Lions sign Decker as a right tackle and pay him accordingly? That is from Gabe.
No, because Taylor Decker is a prideful, respected veteran, and he's been at left tackle his whole career. Hey, thanks for all the service and 17 surgeries. Now we need to flip you to the right and cut your pay. No, it's just not how it works.
Absolutely love the two signings today. I just can't wait now to see what they do in the draft. Another person says, I like the move for St. Brown. Checkmate Brad Holmes and the Detroit Lions. That is from Mark in Howell.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who's not happy about Amon-Ra St. Brown getting paid and Penei Sewell getting paid. Every other fan in the NFC North. Those two are non-negotiables. You can't cover the wide receiver, and you can't get by the tackle. Nobody else is celebrating the NFC North or snickering like, oh, man, look what the Lions did with their money. Please. I'd remove a kidney to get Penei Sewell on the Giants. You think I'd care what they paid him? Here, you want the Empire State Building? Take it. Christ, I don't know, right or left. You pick. You get it. Here, take your pick of what kidney if I could have Amon-Ra as a Giant. I mean, come on, man. All right, we're going to get with the people. Forgive us for the short segment here because I know we were off kilter with the technical difficulties to start the show. All phone calls here on out, jam phone lines. We got blitzes to do. We got a special edition of Who Am I? Lots to do as we head towards 24 hours till the draft. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, straight to the people, and I appreciate your patience. I know it's been a little uneven start to the show. Amon-Ra, 4 at 120. Penei Sewell, 4 at 112. You know Goff's about to get that bag. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like the showmanship by Brad Holmes. Draft is in Detroit. We're about 24 hours out. Let me
steal the headlines.
Man, let me start printing money like the Fed.
Oh, yeah, we're not broke here.
City may look it, but we're not. 248-539-9797. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Hey, caller DJ, we need some work done on the lodge, by the way.
Let's go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Valenti. Hey, Rico. Hey, I'm glad you said what you said up front, because it's going to bring a different energy to the team. And just think, now everyone's going to want that big salary, and they're all going to go out and work their butts off to get it. So it's good energy. It's good leadership. I don't know how it can blow up in their face. And it would be nice to see Goff come in and do a Tom Brady type of thing. Hey, I want the team to win, so I'll do whatever it takes on the salary part. Let's get to the Super Bowl, and that's it. I think it's good.
I mean, there's an element of it, but let's remember something, too, is that the Tom Brady that we got used to taking all those pay cuts and such, that kind of began in his mid-30s. Mm-hmm. You know, Jared Goff is 29, and I understand, well, he's already got more money than got. Look, man.
But this is that last big contract.
It might be. And look, the point is, yeah, I mean, you may end up having to say goodbye to players you like. You may end up getting hurt. This is what being a Super Bowl team is. To the crowd who thinks, look, we should just keep drafting at a 90% clip, it'll all be all right. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you. Brad Holmes is going to have a bad draft. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not next year. Guys, the percentages are the percentages, and no general manager in the history of the league has outrun them. You have hot periods, which lead to Super Bowls. Cold periods, which generally lead to getting fired. Then there's a different class of GM known as a broad-based idiot, and you're just bad all the time.
Right.
But no one is great all. It's too hard. You're drafting in human capital here.
So, yeah, and what you're seeing now is Holmes and the Lions are rewarding the players that are helping them win games and win the division. And it's, okay, guys, we believe in you. You believed in us. Let's make this a long-term relationship. Here's the money. We have it. Because the longer you wait, the more money they're going to want, the more the players at the left tackle and wide receivers are going to make. So you're just jumping in right now and trying to mitigate and say, hey, take this money now. Because I promise you, for anybody who's upset that St. Brown is making all of this money, when Jefferson is up and all the other wide receivers are up, St. Brown will probably be like the fifth or sixth highest paid wide receiver until next year, and then he'll keep moving further and further down, and this deal won't seem that big of a deal. Kind of like when Matthew Stafford signed his deal a long time ago, and it was just like, what are you paying Matthew Stafford for? Cut scene, 2 years later, oh, you got him on a cheap deal.
Let's go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Look, guys, you smashed it. I mean, I was waiting on hold, and then I heard that Sewell thing come over, and I was like, whoa, I need – my zipper broke. I was saying to my friend, like, when I heard that the St. Brown deal got done, I said, man, the two best offensive players on this team are Penei Sewell and St. Brown. They just signed one of them. Sewell's deal's got to be next. Boom. There it is. I originally called to say anyone who is mad about the St. Brown deal, did you watch football this season? I seriously have to ask that. Kind of like you said, he doesn't do drama. He doesn't do problems. You know what he also doesn't do? He also doesn't drop passes. He catches everything. Yeah. He runs crisp routes. I think people, anyone who has a problem with it, he's not the flashy, over-the-top, you know, kind of wide receiver that a lot of people like seeing. He does the dirty work. He gets the yards. He gets the catches. He scores touchdowns. He's the model of what you want on this team, and they just locked up their most dependable option for multiple seasons and said, let's roll.
Right.
Now that
Brian, think about this.
Their best player on the team. Penei Sewell's the best player on the Lions.
Think about this, Brian, right? Imagine you and your friends, and you guys live in St. Paul, Minneapolis, right? Like, you live in Minnesota. Think about the situation they're dealing with Justin Jefferson, Brian. Justin Jefferson already turned down $30 million a year. And there is a lot of talk in the league. Justin Jefferson wants out of Minnesota. Now, has it been a bad run in Minnesota? Absolutely not. He's flourished. The organization's treated him well. They're trying to pay him. Like, imagine that's the situation you could be existing in. Here, none of it. Quiet.
And that's
work.
That's my other thing. Think of the sea change that we have realistically seen in a reasonable, very short turnaround of time regarding the culture and the perception of the organization. Like, yeah, okay, we retained some big guys before. You know, Calvin stayed, Stafford stayed. Like, that did happen. They paid them. But let's call it what it is. The Lions also didn't exactly have the greatest reputation of taking care of some of their players, especially the way things went down with Calvin. Debatable one way or the other, not getting back into that. But you had a guy, St. Brown could have left and probably made more than this somewhere else if he wanted to. You know what I mean? When his deal was fully up. And he chose to stay here because he's been taken care of well, and they can see that they're building something. We should all be ecstatic that they're able to maintain the nucleus of this team, him being a big part. He is their best offensive skill player right now.
He's a representative of the culture they've built. And if you take it further, he's a representative of this town. He fits. It works. This isn't Miami. This isn't Hollywood. You know, this is Detroit. And this dude just emulates exactly how we think we approach our days and what we value in this town. You want to use the phrase blue collar? Use it. Oh, it can't be blue collar making $30 million a year.
He's not one of us anymore. Now rich.
The work ethic can. No one outworks this cat.
Right. It's not like he's going to all of a sudden say, you know what, I finally got the bag. I'm going to blow off training camp and I'm not going to practice. He's only going to practice harder to show, you know what, nothing's changed about me. And, yeah, I'm not worried about him missing games because I'm trying to see if he's even missed any games in his career.
He hasn't.
Right. That's
you
what I'm
can,
like.
I tell you what. There. I just Googled for you. It's called he hasn't.
Right. Because I'm looking like – because somebody – one of the people on the previous show was like, well, when he misses games –
he's
like,
brittle. 16 games played, 16 games started.
Right.
16 games played, 16 started. Like, guys, it's the NFL. The idea that someone's going to miss no games ever is not real. This is a sport where the people you're playing against, this ain't the NBA. They're trying to kill you. This dude is dependable,
yeah.
Period. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, all I got to say is good afternoon, gentlemen. When in regards to St. Brown, best John Malkovich interpretation, pay that man his money. He's earned it.
Teddy KGB.
you know, yeah, he's done everything. He's proven everything. And he's just a great thing for the Detroit Lions. Regarding what Rico said of how the Lions have put themselves in the position of being one of those franchises that are actually decent, I agree 100%. I love the fact that they are bringing depth in and continuously bringing in good talent. And then the Penei Sewell thing, I just thank you guys for dropping that because that made my whole day.
No, listen, and John, I think Rico, only half-joking, said it, but I don't think he's wrong. I think the Jared Goff news is next.
Oh, I'm not half-joking. I expect before we get off the air today, that's going to happen as well.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you know, it's almost like, hey, Penei and you know, Amara basically said, hey, Dad's in there cutting checks. You better go get yours. He's in a good mood today.
That grocery money's getting low. 248-539-9797. Let me go to Don, 97.1. Donnie, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know what? I think that news, you know, like if I'm going to prophesize about anything, that news about Jared Goff is coming tomorrow, right before the draft. You know, like they're going to cadence it. So, I mean, the Penei Sewell thing, I think is all, you know, with respect to Amon St. Brown and everything that's going on there, I mean, like, they're paying him for what he did and they're paying him for the future. And everyone that's calling in and being a hater about it, I mean, like, this is Union Town. I mean, this guy did the work. Penei Sewell did the work. The Lions are intelligent at locking these guys up early. They're going to sign, you know, they're going to be, you know, forthright and judicial in what they're doing. And I think, you know what? We're in a good place. I mean, we've never been there. So, I mean, like, I am ecstatic that, you know, this sending, you know, it sends a message too, I think, to everyone else out there, to the league, to other players. Like, listen, Detroit's here. And I think that starts with leadership. You know, it's leadership. And we finally have some leadership because we haven't had it before.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. You're playing well, and the Lions just rewarded you. They just said that you're going to be a cornerstone piece to – because the Lions don't believe that last year was a fluke. They believe we have something here, and we're going to keep those players around so that we can keep contending, not only just for the NFC, but they want to get to the Super Bowl, and they want to win the Super Bowl. And I know it sounds weird, Detroit, to say Super Bowl, and I'm not joking or making fun of you, but you are one of those Super Bowl-caliber teams now.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls. And really, with Sewell and Amon-Ra and presumably Jared Goff about to get paid, maybe take a look later on in the show. Does that shape our opinion about the pick tomorrow night? The idea of, okay, now you've paid these guys, the dominoes that fall to follow it. Does someone like an Alim McNeil probably not get paid? Does Taylor Decker in a year wave goodbye? Does it alter your strategy? We can have a little fun with it because, again, we're picking a pick 29 here. So we'll talk about it.
Well, guys, I'm going to make it very easy. Today we're going to talk about people in the current draft this year. This is what the experts are saying. I'm going to give you all the things, but I'm going to leave the name out.
Oh, this is the game from yesterday.
Yeah.
But we got to guess who the prospect is?
Yes.
All right, I'm down. I did okay at this yesterday.
Yeah, you did. All right. Blank completed 69% of his passes, 17 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He also had 885 yards and 11 touchdowns on the ground. He's a dual-threat QB who showed improvement with passing throughout the season. He has a superb game. Nope, that's going to give it away. He has an intriguing skill set, but he also has developed into a consistent pocket passer. The lack of development is what has led to this person leaving his one school, going to the next. He has potential to rise if he can become well-rounded.
Can I get the passing and rushing stats one more time?
Passing stats. And he completed. Whoops, I moved away from him. Passing stats. He completed. Oh, 2,913 yards, 17 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Rushing?
Rushing was 885 and 11 touchdowns on the ground.
Wow. David, you leaning one way here?
I was until he read the stats again. I was leaning Bo Nix, but that's too not enough passing yards.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's enough passing yards. I thought it was too many rushing yards.
Oh.
800 rushing yards. Man, that's
Here's your hint.
Okay.
He was on his second school.
Right, so it would be a Spencer Rattler, a Caleb Williams, a Bo Nix. But the passing stats don't line up for me.
Well, here's your next hint, and I think you guys are going to get it with this one. When he left his previous school, his teammates, well, they weren't that sad.
Jaden Daniels. They stood at his locker being like, F that bleep. And I'm like, wow, they really liked him, Jaden
Daniels. Okay. Okay. Blank has interviewed well and worked out well at the 2024 NFL Combine. He has been rising. There are a number of teams desperate for a quarterback. Those factors could help Blank in going in high in the 2024 draft. He completed 72% of his passes for 2,991 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He also has 3 rushing touchdowns as well. They've said that he has a strong arm, throws well outside the numbers, and is a good athlete. However, they question his vision as well as his passing instinct. Blank can be a late throwing down the middle and has misses vertically. Those
JJ,
sources also.
JJ.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me too, David.
Wow. Okay. Way to go, guys. All right.
The minute you said in the middle throwing late, that was it.
You just weren't buying that?
No.
Okay. All right. This quarterback needs to improve his accuracy and mechanics, plus his footwork, and that will need some development for the pros. However, there was talk that this person was playing hurt in the back half of 2023, which impacted his accuracy and did have some games with good accuracy during the season. Sources in the NFL said the division is a problem for this person who either didn't read coverages or predetermines his throws and pushes them into coverage regardless of whether his receiver is open or not.
Drake May?
No. David, would you like to guess?
Caleb Williams?
No. He is on his second team.
Spencer Rattler?
No.
I quit. This is the first one in 2 days I have bombed miserably.
I could not give you his numbers because if I gave you his numbers, you would get it. So I'll give you his numbers.
Joe Milton?
Completed 65% of his passes for 4,903 yards, 36 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He also rushed for 3 touchdowns as well out in the Pac-12.
Oh, Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix Jr.
Wow, they slandered your man right
there.
Did.
Hey.
No, they did. That wasn't even fun.
The criticism was so harsh, David, I had to find someone crappier. I would have never have gotten to Penix with the way that was written.
Okay. All right. This quarterback has played well and has impressive games in his conference. He also has impressed some NFL teams' sources with his arm, playmaking ability, and his ability to ad-lib his team into some big plays. However, others say that they are very down on him because of the turnovers and decision-making. They also note that Blank looks slower and a lot less mobile this past season.
See, that makes me want to say Drake May. He didn't have the year I thought he'd have. The team was crap.
Let me help you out. Team sources also say that this guy has a high upside as a pick. They like his big-time arm talent, instinct, athleticism, and is an irrational confidence. They love Blank's ability to ad-lib and make plays off script.
Yeah. I hate to do it again because he went Drake last time and I went Caleb, but I got to do it again. Caleb.
No.
Oh.
He is also on his second team. You are looking.
I'm not allowed to say Rattler again, am I?
You are allowed to say Rattler. You should say Rattler.
the one that did it was the irrational confidence. It's like Spencer – you suck. And he's still out there like he's the bell of the ball.
Yeah, he is. But he yeah. Okay. With good size and a cannon for an arm, Blank has serious passing talent for the next level. Blank can be deadly when given time, but he does not throw well on the run. In the pocket, Blank can be accurate and challenge defenses at every level. In 2023, he completed 65% of his passes for 2,813 yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Blank has an inconsistent week of practice at the Senior Bowl, but he showed off his super powerful arm.
Milton.
Bang.
The pocket needs to be clean. He doesn't throw under pressure. He does. He's not a runner, doesn't escape pocket. And once you said superhuman arm, led me to Milton.
Yeah. Okay.
Redemption right there. I feel good about that. I didn't even need a hint.
You guys are good, man.
No, this is good. This shows you we watch way too much college football.
You do.
We are losers.
You? No, you're not losers.
I bombed the one, and I apologize to everyone.
No. team sources say that this quarterback is a system quarterback and more of a backup for the NFL. Others share that they thought Blank could be a starter because he is of the instincts and accurate and mobility gets, and he's able to get the ball out quickly and knows where to go with it. Those sources say that Blank plays with vision and can go through the progression, recognize coverage, and anticipate. Blank has just enough arm to push the ball vertically, but he does not have special arm talent.
That feels like Bo Nix.
That is Bo Nix. Michael.
I'm on my game.
You're on fire.
But Bo is a really good college football player. But he's been in school for like 12 years. The arm talent is never going to get any better. I mean, he's smart, he's gritty, he's gutty, he's got future coach written all over him. Maybe he'll hold a clipboard with a visor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get there with him as a pro. I just can't.
Okay. Dave, we got time for one more?
Sure do.
All right, this one, guys. Mike, what's the one position we don't pay?
Running back.
This is a running back.
Okay. All right.
Blank is one of the most undervalued players in the entire draft. His production is off the charts. The person said he would be remiss if he does not add Blank is one of the top four people / individuals that he has ever covered in college football.
Oh, my gosh. You're doing Blake Corum. Joel Klatt said that he's.
I quit. Did they also say slow as molasses with a secret LLC that we never got the answer to? Oh, man alive. One of the best people, huh?
Remember when I was laughing in pre-show? I had just read that and said, man. Oh, I have to add this
I
one.
I can't believe you did that.
Woo-wee. Hey, David,
Joel's
great
on
guess.
That. Joel's on that payroll, David.
Great guess, guys.
My goodness.
That's our Blitz 97-1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.